The Mariners are trying to slow down the Indians with Erasmo Ramirez on the mound at Safeco Field, and the lone hiccup for the right-hander would come in the third inning against Giovanni Urshela.
Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hit high, and hit deep to left. Gamble is back, at the track, at the wall, it is gone! A solo blast for Giovanni Urshela. His first home run of the year. And a towering drive to left, and the Indians have the early 1-0 lead. The 1-2, strike three called. Ramirez never took the bat off his shoulder. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, chased the breaking ball down and in. So Ramirez has really pitched well, 7 strikeouts. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. So 8 strikeouts for Ramirez. Here is the set in the pitch. A swing and a ground ball single into right field. Seager is going to be stopped at third. Now the ball got away from Bruce. It'll be an error. In to score the tying run is Seager. A ground ball single between first and second into right. And then Bruce just didn't come up with it cleanly. And Cruz swings and drives one. Deep right center field. On the run is Allen. This game is over. So Nelson Cruz gets a walk-off 3-run home run to right center. His 36th home run, giving him 100 and 14 RBIs.
With his 5th career walk-off home run, 3-1 Seattle is your final. Erasmo Ramirez gets a tough luck no decision. The right-hander allows just the 1 run on 3 hits over 8 innings. He ties a career high with 10 strikeouts and retires his final 18 batters faced. So the Indians' 14-game road winning streak comes to an end. They lose for just the 2nd time in their last 29 games. Here's the Cleveland skipper, Terry Francona.
You know, I thought he was really good. You know, I know he gets frustrated when he doesn't strike a lot of guys out, but he followed Roberto the entire way, and I thought he did a heck of a job. I mean, you know, high pitch count because he ran so many counts deep, but still, he gave up one, and I thought he did a really good job of following Roberto. I can't think of a night when it's not critical. It's so nice to, you know, when, you know, you have a chance to win when you have 3 hits, and we didn't, but, you know, if we pop one out instead of Cruz, we got a chance to win that game. So having pitching's, it's not just good, it's necessary. You know, it's the one guy for a big power guy, Downs, probably not, you know, he's been one of the best productive bats in the league for a while now, and it doesn't seem to be going with age. He seems to be every bit as good as he ever was.
Trevor Bauer pitches well once again for Cleveland, but takes a no decision. The right-hander allows 1 run on 5 hits over 7 with 3 walks.
Not a whole lot early. Pretty typical for me on more than regular rest. Can't find the strike zone, but locked it in there in the middle innings. I guess it's nice for 7 innings. We lost, so nothing's real nice right now, but I don't know. We had a lead, and I gave it up, so I didn't do my job.
Cleveland third baseman Giovanni Urshela was the only Indian to do any damage against Erasmo Ramirez on Friday. His third inning home run was his first round tripper of the year.
What was Ramirez doing to keep you guys off balance?
Ramirez?
Their pitcher.
Oh, he's trying to throw a lot of sinkers. Trying to look for the sinker, and then trying to throw your change out, so I'm chasing pitches, but
the Indians will take on the M's at Safeco Field on Saturday. Carlos Carrasco will make the start.